Well, the Falcons certainly did it the hard way, but in the end thoroughly deserved their JP Morgan Asset Management Premiership Sevens trophy. Newcastle came from 12-0 down to beat host Harlequins 17-12 in their final group stage game, before then battling past Sarries 31-21 in a dramatic grand final. Luke Fielden was named player of the round, weighing in with five tries overall.
We've been fortunate in that we've been allowed to get together and do quite a bit of training for it, so you know, I think that's definitely helped us. And we're all good mates. We all love to play rugby, and there's no better sort of chance to go out and express yourself and play with your mates than on a sevens pitch. And you know, we all thoroughly enjoyed that, and it makes it even more enjoyable when you win as well.
But there was heartbreak and frustration for Sarries, whose title defence faltered at the final hurdle. Let's hear from their captain, Jackson Ray.
We feel like we've got a lot out of the tournament. It's a great tournament for the players to play early on before the season starts. And I don't think, if anything, if we didn't win, you know, we came here as a group of players, we're stronger for it. You know, even though we didn't win, we still feel that, you know, we put a good effort out there for the badge, and it's what it's all about, really, you know.
For many of the young stars on show, a successful future in the 15-a-side game hopefully beckons as an action-packed month of summer sevens draws to a close. ESPN's former England lock Ben Kay feels the tournament is very much on the up.
It came out of nowhere last year, really, and there was a bit more of a build-up this year. So fantastic. It's been really well supported, but more importantly, the quality of the rugby got better this year. You know, it was a really enjoyable Friday night out.
So congratulations to Newcastle, who've beaten three of London's finest here, Wasps, Quins and Saracens, to make the long journey back to the North East as proud champions.